Rotarian Frank given glad hand. The Atlanta Constitution, Monday 26th of October, 1914, page 3, column 2. Wyckoff Rose Garden will be open tonight in honor of head of International Association. Hello, Frank. Glad to see you, old boy. How would you like to enjoy the distinction of receiving the above warm welcome in every big American city you visit, and from no less than 100 of the leading citizens of each place? Well, that's how 16,000 Rotarians in America know Frank L. Mulholland and greet him when he comes to their respective cities. Mr. Mulholland, who is the international president of the Association of Rotary Clubs, arrived in Atlanta at midnight last night from Birmingham, Alabama. He was met at the terminal station by a large number of loyal Atlanta Rotarians, who extended to him the foregoing warm welcome. They all know him as Frank. Hello, Frank, message. And, too, long before Mr. Mulholland ever arrived in Atlanta, while he was on the fast-speeding train which was bringing him to the city, he received the following Hello, Frank telegram. Hello, Frank. Every Atlanta Rotarian greets you with a heartfelt welcome to old Georgia and Atlanta. May your stay with us be one of your most pleasant memories of your southern trip. By George, boys, that message sounded good when I got it, said Mr. Mulholland, as he jumped into a big motor car, escorted by A.S. Adams, president of the local Rotary Club, and E.H. Cohn, and was whirled away to the Wyckoff Hotel, where he will remain as the guest of Rotarian Frank Letton, manager of the hotel. Mr. Mulholland is passing through Atlanta on his way to Jacksonville, Florida, to attend the Southern Get-Together Convention of Rotarians. He will be escorted on his trip from Atlanta, when he leaves tonight, by a number of Atlanta Rotarians. Entertainment tonight. The Rotary Club members of the city have arranged an elaborate program of entertainment for Mr. Mulholland during the day. Rotarian Letton has arranged to open the new Rathskeller Rose Garden of the Wyckoff tonight in his honor, when the Rotary Club will entertain at a unique dinner complimentary to their leader. An old-fashioned southern mammy will fry chicken in plain view of the guests at this dinner. Mr. Adams will act as toastmaster for the evening, and Lee Jordan will make the address of welcome. The honor guest will be the main speaker of the evening. Page 5, Column 5, Supreme Court passes on Frank case today. Defense seeks to have verdict set aside on constitutional grounds. Assisted by Attorney General Warren Grice, Solicitor General Dorsey will again take up the Frank case this morning at 10 o'clock, when it is called in the Supreme Court for argument over the motion to set aside the verdict on the grounds that the prisoner was not present when the verdict was rendered. The defense will be represented by attorneys Ty, Peoples and Jordan, Herbert J. Haas, Leonard Haas, and Harry A. Alexander. The argument of the state will be based on the contention that the constitutional motion, brought at such a late date, cannot be anything but a technical attempt to set aside the verdict, and that it would be trifling with the courts to grant it.